It's Monday, August 31st. You're listening to KUNC's Colorado Edition, your look at news from around the state. I'm Erin O'Toole.
And I'm Matt Bloom, in for Henry Zimmerman. With the national party conventions over and the 2020 election fast approaching, we're going to take a look at one of the issues that's been central to the national discussion, the Affordable Care Act.
The Sweeping Health Care Act, also known as the ACA or Obamacare, was signed into law back in 2010 and now is shaping some key political races, including the Senate race right here in Colorado between the Republican incumbent, Senator Cory Gardner, and former Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper. Markian Harluck, senior Colorado correspondent for Kaiser Health News, reported on this, and he joins us now with more. Hi, Markian.
Hi, Erin. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about how public attitudes toward the ACA have shifted since it was signed into law back in 2010.
Yeah, it was really interesting because, you know, it didn't go into effect until 2014. So you had this four-year ramp-up period before people really even got a feel for how the Affordable Care Act would work. And there were a lot of sort of unanswered questions about how people would react, how insurance companies would react, how would they create their policies. And so by 2014, you had the first year of the ACA going into effect in the middle of a midterm election, and the senators running, you know, during those elections really saw a lot of unhappiness of that first year of the ACA. The health care exchange marketplaces were buggy. They didn't work exactly like they were supposed to. There are all sorts of computer issues. Prices came in, you know, insurance companies weren't sure how to price their products. So they kind of sided on the side of having more expensive products to make sure they weren't going to end up losing money. And there were a lot of things that sort of needed to be worked out over the years. But in the 6 years since the full implementation of the Affordable Care Act, a lot of these bugs have been kind of worked out. And over time, we've seen the healthcare insurance exchanges stabilize, the price increases that we saw, you know, from year to year early on have in many states, including Colorado, reversed. And you actually have seen drops in premiums from year to year as states put in things like reinsurance programs. So the system has worked a lot better as time has gone by. And people have come to sort of rely on this. This is now not something new to the healthcare system. This is the healthcare system for many people.
Right. You wrote about how politicians talk about or campaign around the ACA and how that's changed over the past 10 years and certainly since 2014 as that popularity has shifted.
Right. And the six-year increment is interesting here because, as most people probably know, senators are elected for six-year terms. So the folks that got elected in 2014 to the Senate and who ran on this sort of anti-ACA platform are now up for re-election. And so there's a series of GOP Republican incumbents who got swept in that anti-ACA wave in 2014 and are now finding that that position is somewhat of a political liability for them as people are more happy with the ACA and particularly in a pandemic year where people have lost their jobs and maybe more reliant on Medicaid expansion or a healthcare insurance exchange plan. Healthcare has become such a huge topic that being anti-ACA might have been a winning strategy 6 years ago. Now it's a bit of a political liability.
And this is certainly something affecting Colorado's Republican Senator Cory Gardner. That's exactly when he was ushered in.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Senator Gardner, you know, haven't heard that he has changed his position as ACA, but he certainly isn't talking about the ACA as much as he did 6 years ago. He was recently on an interview with Colorado Public Radio where they asked him six times whether he supported, you know, this lawsuit that was brought by Republican attorney generals that would strike down the ACA in essence. And Senator Gardner couldn't offer up a position on that. So I think he is realizing that this isn't a winning strategy for him. So he's going to talk about some of his other priorities that might have more resonance with Colorado voters.
And what do you see as, you know, how the conversation about the Affordable Care Act is impacting the Senate race between Gardner and former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper?
Yeah, well, John Hickenlooper, obviously, as governor, he did embrace the ACA, and he, you know, expanded Medicaid. He, you know, was very supportive of the healthcare insurance exchange marketplace in Colorado, helped to set that up. So I think he's running with that is that, you know, this is a feather in my cap, and we need to strengthen the ACA versus abolish it. So his campaign ads have criticized Cory Gardner on that very issue.
What other races nationally are being shaped by this debate over the ACA?
We're seeing, you know, pretty much the exact same debate in Montana, where you have an incumbent GOP senator running against a popular Democratic governor who has been supportive of the ACA in the past. We see kind of same problem in Iowa, where Joni Ernst is being kind of hammered over her anti-ACA stance. Tom Tillis in North Carolina. And then in Arizona, of course, you have Martha McSally, who had run, you know, 2 years ago on an anti-ACA stance for Senate, lost that race, but then was appointed to fill a seat after another senator resigned. Now she's up in a tough race against Mark Kelly, the astronaut, who is the husband of Gabby Giffords. And again, that's the ACA is a huge issue there in that Arizona race. And you have the curious situation up in Maine with Senator Susan Collins, who, you know, she was one of the people that, in essence, did save the ACA by casting, you know, one of the votes against repeal. And her constituents loved her for that. Unfortunately, she's kind of run into more difficulty over her vote to confirm Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. And a lot of her constituents feel like she's not standing up to Trump as much as they'd like to see. But you have those six senators. And the interesting thing about that number is, you know, if all six of those Republican senators lose, that would flip the Senate. The Republicans have a 3-vote majority right now in the Senate. They're expected to maybe pick up a seat in Alabama, but that might not be enough to stem this sort of Democratic wave coming in.
Markian Haraluk is senior Colorado correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Thank you so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Aaron. Thanks so much.